Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day, final hour for us, brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll get to the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. Hawks go into Boston last night and pull a huge upset with no Trey. Mark Schlereth going to join us, our Odyssey NFL insider, in about 20 minutes. Get ready for week 11 in the NFL. Starts with a good one tomorrow night, by the way.
Yeah, man.
Very fun Thursday night football game between the Washington Commanders and the Philadelphia Eagles right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And then we'll get Mark Schlereth's thoughts on the Broncos as a former Bronco and a guy who did a lot of sports radio up there in Denver, certainly knows that team quite well. And then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40 to wrap things
up. Obviously, Rye's meeting with the media. Don't get Dukes and Bell. Well, they're on their way up there right now, so the boys will be up there. Obviously, they get him and a player guest, but he's talking about Youngway Koo. And, quote, I don't worry about Youngway at all. I'm going to ride that thing until the wheels come off.
That's what he said? That's how he said it?
It's in quotes.
Okay.
It's in quotes.
Okay.
Yeah,
Maybe that's too far. Like, that's too much confidence.
But hey, but if you don't have confidence in your play, because at least you got to show.
We were
just talking how we've been saying it pretty much. I know I've been saying it. The Bears are broken.
Yeah,
you know, they fired the offensive coordinator. My man Thomas Brown's going to call the plays. But now you're hearing that the players went to Eberflus and Pace. GM is like, we need a new offensive coordinator. And then some veteran players saying they need to bench Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
Like, this has become a mess.
It's a mess. If they start just doing all the things that the veteran players keep asking for, that is a mess.
Yes.
Also, like, the fact that people are going and asking for that is a mess.
Man.
It does make you wonder, too, because, he hasn't been playing well for sure. He's a rookie, though.
Definitely.
Like, maybe something else. Like, he's a rookie. He's going to have growing pains. There's a pretty bad offensive line that he plays behind. They had to fire the offensive coordinator. Like, there's a lot of factors that feel like reasonable explanations for why a guy's not playing very well. Maybe there's more to it. Maybe there's stuff going on behind the scenes. No, I like it. I like that Raheem, you know.
Say, hey, have your confidence, man.
Gotta have confidence in
your confidence now. And you better take his ass up there because he is going to be used in this game.
Yeah.
Talking about Youngway. He's gonna, and I don't like the fact that he's gonna be used outside of kicking extra points. But this team, and we talked to Dave Archer earlier, in the show. Like, they don't break in the red zone too much. They give up. They force you to a lot of field goals. So, when it's your opportunity, Youngway. I like how Dave, because remember what I asked? I was like, was there a breeze coming through?
I didn't know Dave was really, because I asked him, I said, I don't know how much of the technique of kicking you can break down. He did.
But you look at
He was giving us all kinds of stuff.
I watch him all the time, and I'm so, like, how he kicks.
He approaches the ball differently than most kickers.
Yeah, he does.
He stands more directly behind the ball.
He does.
Sure.
And so that was one thing. He's
always done that.
I thought, me too. But I've always thought that when I watch Koo kick, is like, he does his regular approach, then he'll take another step up and then square up.
He does. Yeah. He does a weird long buildup where he does all kinds of stuff to get behind the ball. But again,
he's been doing that. Yeah.
And he was one of the best field goal percentage kickers in the history of the NFL the first 5 years he was with the Falcons. So that's why for me, back to week one, remember when Cousins didn't play good and we had the internet foot position breakdown people that were talking about Kirk Cousins is doing this mechanically.
God.
It's like, you might be right. Like, his foot might be different than it was. But what you don't know is why.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know the reason why. So what I'm going to not do is sit here and talk about Youngway Koo's technique.
Yeah,
technique doesn't matter. He's got to know how to do it. Yep. He's missing kicks that are leading to losing games. I do know that part. I am qualified enough to analyze that part. And like you said, the Broncos are very good at bending and not breaking. They give up yards, but actually they really don't. They're a top five team in the NFL in terms of yards allowed on defense as well. So they actually are pretty tough just in general defensively. But yeah, like there's a pretty good chance that you're going to have to kick a field goal or two to win this game. Mm-hmm. And of course, Raheem's going to say he's confident in him because they're not replacing him. Like whether he is or isn't, that's what you say publicly. And hopefully it rubs off and he ends up having a really good game because he needs to.
Joel Embiid, Paul George will not play tonight against the Cavaliers. They're going to have a long season.
Cavs
are still 12-0.
Cavs might be 15-0 when they I think they play the Warriors, who were last team to start.
They played the Warriors already.
Yeah, they're going to play. I think they play them again.
They played the Warriors already.
Yeah.
And beat the Warriors. I think it was in Cleveland. So unless they're going out to they're in San Francisco now. Because I try to keep the cities right. Because they were in Oakland.
They were in Oakland.
Now they're in San Fran.
They bailed on Oakland. Had a pretty good time in Oakland a couple weeks ago. Oh, they play the Celtics.
The Celtics. Okay.
So they got the Sixers, and then they got the Bulls, and then they got the Hornets. All very winnable games.
Right.
So to get to 15-0, and then they play at Boston on November 19th. That would get them to 16-0. But that's like the next tough game that they play. Although, I mean at Boston. You know what I mean?
Just take the Hawks game plan, baby.
Walk in the trap. Take over the trap. Oh, that's what they did last night.
Yeah.
I feel really confident saying that.
That's really
Let's get to the big story of the day.
Walk into your trap, take over your trap.
Yeah.
Once me and Kirk start saying it, that's when you really know it's cool.
Yeah, I need to take over somebody's trap this week.
It's really
cool. Nobody want to hear that blank right now.
Yeah. Go to Denver and do that. They got traps in Denver. QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for that. Boom!
Loose on the floor. Jalen Johnson gets it. Way up to Dyson Daniels. He's ahead of the field and jams. He beat Jalen Brown up the floor, who wasn't paying attention. And the Hawks have tied the game again, this time at 99.
Yeah, they stayed in the fight, man. And they ultimately won the game because of it. 117-116 in Boston on that green NBA Cup court. Not for me, but
oh no.
Maybe it's for you. Either way, it doesn't matter. They won the game. Dyson Daniels was phenomenal. 28 points, 7 assists, 6 steals. Hawks with a bunch of their starters, including Trae Young. So to go into that game and win against that team who wasn't missing anybody, as far as I could tell, that's a nice win.
Yeah, I mean, Andy, when you think about them,
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that's a nice win.
You look at them; they were 16-point underdogs. You know, and they went up there without their best player and was able to, you know, find and out. I think they outworked Boston. They outworked them.
Yes.
And you look at 20 offensive rebounds. That means you're outworking teams.
Two stats that stand out that tell that story more than any. They had 16 steals to Boston 7, and they had 20 offensive rebounds to Boston 6.
Yeah, man.
You get 14 more offensive rebounds than your opposition, there's a pretty good chance you're going to win that game on second chance baskets. And honestly, look, like, The defense was solid. Like, they played really good defense in the second half of that game. They gave up 51 points. To give it to 51 points and a half to Boston in this NBA is incredible.
Because especially as many three-pointers that they shoot.
Yeah, and you know, again, credit to Daniels for what he did on Tatum. Look, Derek White and Jaylen Brown got theirs, but they're gonna. Like, those are star players. They're really good players. They're gonna score on you. But they were able to get stops when they needed them. And the offense is just gonna be harder to come by when you don't have Trae out there. And it wasn't the prettiest display of half-court offense in the fourth quarter.
No, it was not. But
that's all right.
Yeah.
You crash the glass and you get those second-chance opportunities, and that's how you do it.
And you won. I mean, that's the thing is that you got an opportunity to win and be a potential NBA Finals. I mean, obviously, they're the defending champions team.
Yeah.
It was early in the season and everything. But, I mean, when you're a team that's always battling for the play-in, I know that, you know, eye test and who you beat doesn't matter unless you stack up wins. But, nice. That's a pretty good win for the Hawks without Trae on the road against Boston.
It's the best win of the year. I mean, there's no question.
Easily.
Especially coming off the weekend where they lost a couple games.
They beat the Knicks.
Didn't play particularly well. Yeah, they did.
They beat the
Knicks.
And
that's good. You always feel good about that.
Right.
I don't know about the Knicks. Not so sure about the Knicks.
What are you questioning?
Well, I mean, from the moment they did it, I questioned the trade for Karl-Anthony Towns. I just don't know why you would actively trade to get less tough. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When you're a team that's kind of built on toughness, mm-hmm. as they have been, you make a move to decidedly get less that,
mm-hmm.
doesn't seem smart.
He's tough.
You had the stat yesterday. I didn't even know this until you said it.
I saw it was
scored on 93% of the time.
93%.
32 of 35 attempts against him in the paint.
Yes.
Have been scored
and
on.
That was
him.
Before last night.
So, I mean, just 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
Like, dude. What are we doing?
Yeah, I was like, damn.
Lean on him, you know?
Something.
Make that noise while they're shooting. Throw them off.
You know? Imagine if he quiet down the crowd, Joel. I'd miss.
I would miss.
I'd miss.
You kidding me?
Yeah.
If I'm trying to shoot a free throw and Carl Anthony Towns hits me with the Prince,
I'd miss.
That's a guaranteed air ball. 100% air ball.
I'd miss.
Yeah, they're off to a bad start. The Knicks aren't playing good. They're 5-5, like coming off how far they went last year and some of the losses they have. I know they won last night against the Sixers. The Sixers aren't good either. Sixers are 2-8. They suck.
Ew.
Joel Embiid finally played and looks awful.
Yeah, like, and he's not going to play tonight because he don't play back-to-back.
Yeah, and again, duh. Like, Joel Embiid doesn't ever play.
Yeah.
Paul George has been pretty good and has been healthy, but he's not playing tonight. Like you said, and Tyrese Maxey's hurt.
Yeah,
so.
I saw something yesterday. They're talking about losing up to 1,000 starts this year throughout the NBA.
Yeah.
Because you look at who's hurt. Zion's hurt.
Mm-hmm.
We saw Chet Holmgren. He's down mm-hmm. with broken pelvis yep. or whatever.
KD's hurt
right mm-hmm. now. And we talked about the three people from there. I mean, it's crazy how early. But I think you'd rather have them now than later on.
Yes, definitely. But you dig yourself a big enough hole. Like
exactly.
You know, I know 10 teams make the playoffs now, and teams have come out of the play-in to go on runs and all that kind of stuff. But, like, this, you know, 2-8 is crazy.
And as great as he is, somebody Joel Embiid, you don't want him playing more games.
No,
meaning
you don't want
okay,
to have to play him
play
down
in.
The stretch to
exactly.
get into the playoffs.
Right.
The Bucks aren't playing good either. Like the Milwaukee Bucks are. I know they won last night, but they're playing awful.
Did you see? Dunk on Giannis?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Like I don't think Giannis got dunked on him because he kind of moved out the way.
Did you see Jalen Green from Houston dunk on Cade Cunningham the other night?
Do they like each other?
No, they don't like each other.
Okay. All right. I was just curious because, yeah.
You dunk on somebody like that, first of all, incredible.
Yes.
But then when you intentionally get a technical for telling them about it,
yeah.
that's when you hate them.
Do they like each other?
No, that's the second time he's dunked on him and got a tech for it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
which I love. Like I love, man. If you're going to dunk on somebody and you don't like them,
let them know about it.
Let them know about it. Cade doesn't like him either. They were 1-2 in the draft.
Okay.
They got history back to like AAU days in high school
really?
And all that kind of stuff. Yeah, but great. Wouldn't it be nice to have more of that?
What kind of?
Like, I don't know. They played against each other a lot.
Oh, okay.
Competitive kind of distaste.
You know my thing with everybody nowadays.
Yeah, you're smart to go that way first.
Yeah.
Oh, did somebody steal somebody's Instagram girlfriend
or something? That was always my first. In today's
they have the same baby's mom from Instagram.
In today's folks. That's my first thing coming to mind.
No, they actually, I think it's from basketball.
Okay.
Believe it or not,
it's actually from basketball.
All right. Which, boy, would that be nice to have more of, guys. Like, Carl Anthony Towns and Embiid. They don't like each other.
And
from
basketball. Okay.
From what I know.
All right.
I could be wrong.
I mean, I don't know. I know Carl Anthony Towns in love and all that stuff. Got a nice looking lady.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but, you know.
Good.
Yeah. You never know how these things roll, man.
I'm just rooting for love is all.
That's it. He love her.
And for NBA beefs. Real ones. Like on-court NBA beefs.
We need more beef.
Not like this guy snitched on me on live and told people I was cheating on Iggy Azalea.
Did you see they asked I love Key Martin. He asked him why he didn't do nothing.
Oh, really? What did he say?
He's basically saying, well, they told me that if I did something, they would take my money.
Interesting. He got benched the other day too, by the way. Oh, yeah. D'Angelo Russell?
Whatever, man.
Yeesh. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to Mark Schlereth. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. Get his thoughts on the Falcons and Broncos game and everything else coming up this weekend that we can. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up here on the midday show. Phone lines will be open 404-726-0929. Final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. 120 on Wednesdays mean Mark Schlereth joins the show. He's our Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Mark, how are you?
What up, steak?
I'm good, man. How are you guys?
Doing great. Looking forward to what should be a pretty fun one on Sunday afternoon between the Falcons and the Broncos. I know you know the Broncos as well as anybody does, so we'll get there. But let me start with the Falcons. Obviously a tough loss on Sunday to the Saints. What do you view through 10 games as the Falcons' biggest flaw?
Their biggest what?
Flaw. Issue.
Yeah. I would say that offensively right now, like, you feel pretty good about their weapons, their ability to exploit teams. Now, albeit they weren't great, you know, when it comes to scoring touchdowns, they settled for field goals, they missed a bunch of field goals, so that was an issue. The big plays over the top are the things that got me last week, and it was almost like we're guessing on things. We're guessing on routes. You know, we thought that we're going to get an over route. He turns it into kind of a corner, and next thing you know, he goes 40 yards for a touchdown, and you know, Valdez-Scantling – it's the big, you know, the big kind of corner route, if you will, that goes for 60 some odd yards. So, you know, big plays ended up hurting them, not being able to convert in the red zone, not being able to having to settle for field goals. And then you take away the two big pass plays and you're going to win that game regardless. So like giving up explosives, man, is so difficult to overcome. And it's a really interesting, like I had a conversation with the defense coordinator a couple of years ago that said, hey man, each explosive play equates to about 3 points. Mm. So if you give up an explosive play in a drive, expect to give up 3 points on average. And for every explosive, and that's any 10-yard plus run, any 20-yard or 17-yard plus pass, depends on who, you know, is grading those things and how they, you know, how they view explosive plays. But you start giving up explosive plays in a game, and you're going to lose. It's just the way the NFL is kind of structured. So those big plays, those big over-the-top plays, especially to a Valdez-Scantling guy, you know, that wasn't even there at the beginning of the year, like, yeah, that's a problem.
Hey, yeah. Stick, usually in situations like that, a lot of times, coaches say they come out flat. And we were talking about it because when they say flat, very rarely does somebody say, well, why? In your thought process, because you know ball, when teams say they come out flat, what do they usually ultimately mean? Because I look at it as, oh, we played bad, so obviously we were flat.
Yeah, I think there's part of that. Sometimes you just walk into a buzzsaw, you know, right. And I've been in part of that game too. Like I always tell this story, man. We were going out to play the 49ers. This is 1997 when we won a world championship with the Denver Broncos. And we're going out to play the 49ers, and like we walk out, it's pregame, you know, we're ready, like we're about ready to be introduced, right? And they had like every celebrity. They were retiring Joe Montana's jersey. Jerry Rice was making his comeback from his ACL. Huey Lewis and the News were singing the national anthem. We walk up, every celebrity in town is there. And I turned to one of the guys that I play with. I go, I do believe we're getting our ass kicked. and they kicked our ass. There's no question about it. Like, there's sometimes that you're walking into a buzzsaw, you know, and in New Orleans, they haven't played well. They'd lost 7 games in a row. They had just fired their coach, Dennis Allen. They get the special teams coach, Darren Rizzi, is going to coach. You know, I don't know if you've read the story, but he clogs the toilet from nervousness before the game. Yep. Like, the whole 9 yards, it just was one of those things that sometimes you just walk into a situation where you're going to get whipped. And I think they just walked into that situation. And when some team has that kind of energy, like, because you cannot play 17 games of an NFL schedule on adrenaline. Mm-hmm. it just doesn't work. You can't get that jacked up for games every single week. So I guess the human nature of it. So, you know, sometimes it's not so much that you come out flat, the other team comes out high as a kite, mm-hmm. and you're in trouble when that happens.
Tell us a bit about the Broncos. I mean, I know folks have had a chance to see them here and there, certainly almost took the undefeated moniker away from the Chiefs on Sunday. Bo Nix, rookie quarterback. Like, what do the Broncos do well that Falcons fans should expect to see on Sunday?
Play great defense. Pressure your quarterback. Not afraid. Like last week in 48 snaps that where Patrick Mahomes dropped back to pass. They play cover one with a blitzer 19 times. They brought pressure probably close to and I'm talking about at least a 5-man rush. They played zero several times where they brought six or more, but they played basically a 5-man rush where they're always bringing an extra rusher. So it make it 5-0 protection. I bet you, and I'm just thinking back through my film study, I bet you 30 of the 45 snaps or whatever it was, they brought pressure. Mm. They're going to pressure you, and they're not afraid to lock you up man-to-man across the board. They're just not. That's what they'll do. And then I think one of the toughest things, and this comes from my offensive line perspective, one of the toughest things to do is to have a defense that's tough to ID. Mm. And what I mean by that is, what front are they in? Who are the designated rushers? Who are the guys that are linebackers of the pass rate? Who are the guys? Like, it's really hard to ID them because they have a bunch of dudes that play multiple positions. And Zach Allen's their best defensive lineman, and half the time he's standing up. He played stand up nose in a bunch of different fronts, and then they're dropping off edge rushers, their best pass rushers dropping off, and taking the underneath coverage away from the tight end on that side. And like, they're doing a lot of different things, pressure, simulated pressure, what I call a green dog or a book blitz. Basically, if you're two linebackers, whichever way the back releases, that guy goes man to man, the other guy comes and blitzes. So you're basically just orchestrating your blitz based off, or your pressure based off of which side the back releases to, because the other guy's in man. So they really make it tough on a group up front to protect the quarterback, and they're getting to the quarterback. They had Patrick Mahomes under duress most of the time, and I'm telling you, when you go back and watch the film, it sped Mahomes up. Mm-hmm. Mahomes probably missed three or four potential touchdown throws mm-hmm. in that game because he was so sped up that he just felt like, oh, here comes the pressure. I got to get rid of this ball. The guy's not open quite yet. Let me move on. And then all of a sudden the guy breaks open, they don't cover him, and you know, you miss it to a potential touchdown. So that happened a bunch in that game, and it's because of the pressure that constantly put the quarterback under.
Stake, a few weeks ago we talked to you after the Hail Mary up there at Washington versus Chicago, and since then Chicago hasn't won a game, haven't scored a touchdown in 23 possessions. Fire the OC, my man Thomas is coming in to run the office and everything. You hear veterans talking about, you know, we want to replace the quarterback, the coordinator. Has that Hail Mary broke them, or did you see this come? Because they really hadn't played anybody yet.
Yeah, well, my big thing, you know, when it was – I always get a little nervous when it's generational talent, right, and, you know, we can't find a weakness and this, that, and the other. And then, you know, all the fantasy football experts, right, all the guys who think they know football because they manage a fantasy team, talking about all the weapons the Chicago Bears. You're like, oh my gosh, we've got DJ Moore and we've got Keenan Allen and we drafted Rome Odunze and we've got Cole Kmet and we went out and got Swift. So many weapons. And I'm always like, listen, you build a team from the inside out. The weapons don't mean anything to me. Like, I think 10 guys have to do their job exceptionally well for a wide receiver to sniff a football. Like, how we overvalue that position to the point that we're at right now is mind-boggling. And I think it has everything to do with fantasy football. But the bottom line is, if you can't block people, if you can't control the line of scrimmage, you just don't win. And then Caleb Williams, you watch the amount of sacks that guy has taken. I think 38 sacks on the season. The amount of them that are just his fault, that blatantly mm-hmm. not letting go of the ball, blatantly, you know, not falling in love with the boring, trying to make something out of, you know, trying to make something big out of something small. Like, it just, it's mind-boggling to me. And so there's a lot of blame to go around. But when your own coaching staff doesn't take responsibility, like when Matt Eberflus comes out and says, well, the play before the Hail Mary had nothing to do with right. it, like not protecting the sideline and giving up 15 yards, like they would have had to go to a hook and lateral play had they not given that up. Why? Because Jaden Daniels, even if he hoisted it as far as he could hoist it, he'd been 15 yards short of the end line. So that extra 13, 14 yards is what gave him the opportunity to throw a Hail Mary. And the fact that you don't come out publicly and take responsibility, how do you expect the people you lead to take responsibility when you're unwilling to be the leader and take responsibility? Like, that thing is a dumpster fire.
No doubt. There's no doubt about it. Mark Schlereth, Odyssey NFL Insider, joins us here on the Midday Show, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can find Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store, and add some extra deliciousness and flavor to your game day dishes this football season. I think this is always true, but certainly true this year. There's a few teams that get talked about more than they probably should based on the way that they're playing. Who's a team that's not getting talked about enough in your estimation? A team that's playing better than maybe people expected them to and not getting the level of credit that maybe they should be?
Oh, well, I mean, that's basically how TV works, right? There's like, it's not my responsibility as a TV guy to make you care about a team. It's my responsibility to talk about the teams that you care about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's the like we get minute by minute ratings. So like we could sit there and say, man, we got to talk more about this team or that team. But the bottom line is it's what fans and the consumers of product want to listen to. Like the Chargers right now sit at 6-3, and the way they've revamped the way they call a football game under Jim Harbaugh and the way it's all about physicality and things that travel, the run game and defense and all those things. And they're outstanding. And, you know, we're not going to, you know, talk about the Chargers because nobody really cares what the Arizona Cardinals are doing. I think the winners of 5 straight games, and Kyler Murray all of a sudden has gone from a guy that we question his work ethic, his passion, you know, to study and to be a professional. He's playing really good football right now. Last week he was 22 of 24 throwing the football. Like, that's an amazing story. They're leading the NFC West, and we'll sit and talk about the 49ers all day long, but we won't talk about the Arizona Cardinals. So I get the frustration of a lot of fans. The Pittsburgh Steelers, and we talk about the Steelers, but, like, listen, dude, I will be the first to admit, what I saw from Russell Wilson the last 2 years in Denver, he was washed, he was awful, he was maybe one of the worst quarterbacks I've watched. And, you know, people blame Sean Payton. I was like, absolutely not. To watch what he is doing, and I look at this twofold. One, he has taken the coaching. He's humbled himself enough to go, hey, what I was trying to do wasn't working.
Right.
Let me do what they're coaching me to do, and I'll give him all the credit in the world because that guy has played pretty good football, and he's made some big-time plays. Now, he was 50% passing last week, which isn't very good, but, man, he made, you know, under duress that throw, touchdown throw to Mike Williams, which was a, you know, all-out blitz, that the throw, you know, he made in the end zone to George Pickens, like, just – good stuff. So, you know, again, it just goes based upon what the national, you know, what the general public wants to hear, what they want to talk about.
Hey, real quick, Stick, Anthony Rich is back at quarterback for the Colts. Good or bad?
Well, he's bad, but he's not good, but it's probably good for the Colts. And you know, like, listen, man, here's the thing. Bryce Young was horrible and has been horrible, all right? But a few weeks away where he's sitting watching Andy Dalton play is probably one of the great – like, humility is awesome.
Right.
And, you know, the old saying is there's two types of athletes, those that are humble and those who are about to be. And listen, man, like, hey, dude, I got benched my second year in the league for a few games. It was humiliating. It's the most humiliating thing that ever happened to me in my career. It was also probably, hindsight being 2020, one of the most valuable experiences I ever had, because I had to look at myself critically and say, hey, man, okay, what have I not done well enough? You know, what do they not see in me? And the other thing was, like, this will never happen again. And my level of professionalism, and I always say this, just because you play a pro sport doesn't make you a professional.
100%.
My level of professionalism grew because I experienced that. And it wasn't that I wasn't professional before, because I always came in and was really professional about my job. But my level of study, of preparation, of everything ratcheted up after that happened to me, because I was like, that will never, ever happen again.
Great stuff as always, Mark. We appreciate it.
Appreciate
Thank you,
man.
My pleasure, man. Be well.
Mark Schlereth there, Odyssey NFL Insider, again, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. He's right about all of it, obviously. It's got to be weird for somebody like him who's been local, right, who spent so much time talking about all of the ins and outs of the Broncos, and then now he's back on national, and they get those minute-by-minute ratings, and it's like, he's right. Like, they talk about the stuff that we tell them that we want to see.
Right.
Even if it's like, we're tired of hearing about the Cowboys. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Because when they stop talking about the Cowboys, people change the channel.
Unbelievable.
Sucks.
Unbelievable.
Change the channel when they talk about the Cowboys. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the AMA. Any question, any topic, 404-726-0929. Thanks for being with us on a hump day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA. Ask Me Anything to wrap the show up every single day. You call, ask us questions. We do our best to answer them. Phone number is 404-726-0929. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on, but we'll start with Mo in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Andy, Randy, what's going on, fellas?
Hi, Mo.
Hey, so look, I had been telling y'all about me working at the grocery store, et cetera, et cetera. Got a question for y'all. Here was the scenario. Boom, truck pulls up, truck needs to be unloaded. They got an electric pallet jack, but the electric pallet jack breaks. All the ball bearings just fall out of that joint. Ding, 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 ding. So we got to use the manual pallet jack. The truck driver's like, hey, man, my back is messed up. The store manager is like, hey, I got a paperwork to do, so I ain't going to be able to help you. You're going to have to figure it out. Yeah. Mind you, my knee is swollen. So I'm looking at him like, oh, you're not going to help me do this? Okay, well, I just figured it out. You figured it out. I'm gone. So have you ever had a situation where, that's what happened? Luckily, I have an interview today for another company,
okay,
which is great.
Yep.
But have you ever had a situation where you signed up to do something? Because I know Randy not going to say he ever quit a job. Had a situation where you signed up to do something, and what they wanted you to do ain't what you signed up to do, and you was like, oh, hell no, I ain't doing it.
Thank you, Mo. It sucks everybody was so banged up.
Yeah, man. Like, what the hell y'all was doing?
Everybody's too hurt to unload the truck.
What the hell y'all was doing?
Except for the one guy who was like, I got to go do paperwork.
So what is it?
That's like which one of those cop-outs was the worst? The paperwork, the bad back, or the swollen knee? No offense to Mo. I'm sure your knee really is
the paperwork.
Swollen. Paperwork's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Like, those got to get the truck unloaded.
Yeah.
Plus, they had a manual pallet jack. Manual pallet jack that thing out of there.
And let's get it. Let's go.
Get it out of there.
What was the question?
Have you signed up for something that kind of wasn't what you signed up for and then you didn't do it?
A couple times. Yeah, I mean, it's been certain things, and I end up doing something anyways, but, like, when you sign up something sometimes for, like, doing, like, charity work or something,
oh,
yeah, I ain't signed up for this, bro. I signed up to do this.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I'm not going to do that because I didn't sign up for that, and I'm sorry that, you know, you might need me there, but I'm not going to do it.
I mean, I had jobs that maybe I didn't really know what they were when I got into it because, like, college and I just needed a job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I worked half a day for, like, Greenpeace. Going door to door trying to get people to sign a petition to save the whales. I don't remember what the cause was. It wasn't that, but pretty much, you know. I went the first half and basically just got doors slammed in my face for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Now we had a little like reconvene lunch and I was like, I quit. This sucks.
Yeah,
I don't want to do this.
Yeah, that's
this is horrible.
That one telemarketing job I had in college. Oh man, it's easy money, man. Okay.
It doesn't sound like it would be easy.
It don't sound like it's easy. I got to call these folks and ask them something.
Yeah, and then they're going to hang up and on you and be mad.
I told them one time, it was because they got the call log, it was in Fort Valley. I was like, hey, I'm from Fort Valley, too. You should see my ass. Click. Click.
Last thing you wanted them to do is know who you were?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm from Fort Valley, too.
Skip's in the Yammobile. Hey, Skip.
What's going on, Andy? Randy, long time, fellas. How y'all doing?
Hi, Skip.
What's up, Skip?
What's up? Hey, quick question. Okay, AMA for y'all. Me and Bo, you know, first of all, me and Bo, we in this fantasy thing. So I'm number one, he number two. We talking smack online. And we just got finished talking smack before he put me on. So my AMA to y'all, who at 99 the game would y'all love to talk smack to in any kind of form of just who would you love to just talk smack to and just rub something in off? Anybody 92.9 game.
All right, Skip.
Anybody, talk to y'all later, fellas.
All right, appreciate it.
Hey, rubbing in on nothing on nobody here.
I pretty much talk smack to Abe every day.
I mean, yeah, but like, it's more fun. Like, the one person that if you talk smack to him, they get mad is Mike Bell. There's nothing more fun. And I've had the opportunity when I was filling in to get Mike Bell so mad. It is. I told you that's when he popped his damn vocal cord.
Yeah, he messed his throat up.
But getting Mike Bell mad is the greatest thing ever.
Because that's like, it's fun to talk trash and go back and forth with people that like to talk trash and go back and forth.
Right.
The worst is when oh, I thought this was going to be fun, and then it wasn't. I haven't had that experience with Mike, but
I love it.
I hate talking trash to people and then they like take it personally.
Yeah.
It's like, no, that was supposed to be fun. But now you're mad.
Yeah.
All right.
I love it.
Never mind then. We're good. Mike is in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Randy. Yesterday, man, when I said after Georgia and the Falcons lose, I go out and drink my beer. So I got a trick out backyard with gazebos, pergolas, and stuff like that. And my buddies, you know, high school football, some of them all been. They get to chatting, and I don't get in my feelings. I get me some plain chips, some hot sauce, and I drink my beer.
Yeah.
And I chill out. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
But so, you know, not like no just, you know, go get wired up because they lost. No, man, I just go chill out, man.
All right, thanks for setting the record straight, Mike. We appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
You call back up here to set the record straight.
Man. I'm in the truck
straight.
So, Randy, this for you. Football and Andy, this for you, soccer. If you could pick two, either have endurance and never get tired throughout the whole game, or you could be immune to being real cold or real hot. Which one would you pick?
I would go with
I'd love to have permanent endurance. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I kind of am immune to being real cold and real hot because I have heat and air conditioning.
Yeah.
So we're good.
Yeah, I think that would be it.
Or a coat.
Yeah, I mean, I'm good on heat and everything. You get acclimated to it.
Yeah.
But to have endurance, like I was never a player that got tired really a lot of times, but – yeah, infinite endurance. I mean, just go talk to Miss McMichael.
Hopefully that's the Anthony Richardson got that one.
Yeah.
Because remember the first time they benched him was because
I ain't going to lie.
Too many plays, coach.
I ain't going to lie. I was tired. What an idiot.
We ran too many plays on this drive,
coach. I ain't going to lie.
Derek is in Charlotte. Hey, Derek.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good.
I wanted to ask y'all, I got a question for y'all. If you could create your own wing sauce, what would it be? That's my first question. And if you had to do a press conference, this is a question for both of y'all guys. If y'all had to do a press conference, what is y'all walkout song? And my last question, would you rather take a punch from Mike Tyson, get hit by Ray Lewis, or go around with John Jones? Thank you.
None of those things.
I'd be hit by Ray Lewis. I was like sitting at a bar stool next to Mike, hoping he wouldn't hit me.
Yeah.
And John Jones is just crazy as hell.
I think any three of those things would kill me.
Yeah.
I think I'd be dead.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not a wing sauce.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't either.
A Bush flavored wing sauce?
There you go.
Yeah,
that's good.
A Bush flavored
wing sauce. So some sort of like beer, because you do like beer chicken, right?
Yeah, I love
beer canned chicken.
Yeah,
but maybe there's a way to.
Really, do you taste the beer, though?
I don't even know what even does it do. It kind of steams it?
I don't know, Andy. I just like to do it because it looks cool.
It looks cool to do.
Yeah, it looks cool
because
the chicken hanging on the beer.
Exactly. Yeah. It looks cool and fun to do. I mean, it tastes pretty good, too, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Bush Light flavored chicken wings, if it didn't taste too much like Bush Light, would probably be pretty good.
Bush tastes good.
Yeah, but, like, not as good as chicken.
Nothing tastes better than chicken.
Yeah. It kind of tastes flat, wouldn't it?
No, it don't taste flat, but
no, if you put it in a chicken wing sauce.
I don't know, man.
Because Bush is bubbly.
I'm just spitballing right now. Well,
no, it's a good idea. I don't have a better idea than
why
that.
Why can't the sauce bubble?
Oh, bubbly wing sauce.
Carbonated wing
sauce.
There
we go. Now, there we're, on
now we're on to something.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get the takeaway of the day. Takeaway of the day every day to wrap up the show.
Hair care for women and children is a racket.
It's a racket.
Yep. It is a racket.
Absolute racket. This is. I got a tweet from a listener, and I have to assume he was joking by doing this, but he started the tweet with FYI, bro. So I think he was joking.
FYI, bro. What?
FYI, bro. And then he went on to tell me some information that I already knew, but I just assume. I assume, based on the fun and lighthearted nature in which we conduct this program,
yes,
that his tweet where he started it by saying, FYI, bro, was tongue-in-cheek.
Oh, my God. Please tell me it was.
It had to have been.
FYI, bro.
FYI, bro.
Please
tell me it was. There's no way it was serious.
Please tell me it was.
Certainly couldn't have been.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Jalen Johnson, excellent finisher at the rim. And Samson McMichael. Traditional rich.
Yeah, man.
All right, we'll see what Duke's about have for you next live from Flowery Branch. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.